Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Janet Bodnar is here, too. Janet is a new friend, but her organization is not new. She's editor of Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine, author of Money Smart Women and Raising Money Smart Kids, and the author of an article on why women... I know, guys, I don't believe this either. Why women are better investors than men. Janet Bodnar, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much, Jim.
You threw out the gauntlet down here,
yeah,
Janet.
Yeah, that's right.
It's International Women's History Month. So I sure wanted to get you on to talk about this during this month. But, yeah, you threw it down there, so explain yourself.
Well, first of all, before I have people throwing brickbats at me, I should say, now we're talking here in generalities, of course. People are all different, and so men will invest in certain ways,
right.
Individual women, okay, we know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but this is in general what the research shows, and it shows it pretty consistently. Women, it's not that they're better stock pickers than men or better fund pickers than men,
right.
But they have a different approach to investing, which has a lot of pluses.
Well, they have a different approach to everything.
That's very true. And
thank God, right?
exactly. I'm going to say, this is my end line, but I'm going to say it now. Men, with regard to investing, men and women working together make a THOCO combination.
Wow.
Because they each have strengths. And if they play to each other's strengths, they can increase their returns, which is what you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the
mm-hmm.
whole idea. So what are the strengths that women bring to this kind of relationship? Well, they tend to do more research. They tend to do, not generally true, some men do lots of research, but women tend to do more research before they make a decision. And also, they're better at matching their investments to their goals. They're more goal-oriented, whereas men are more results-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know, did I beat the S&P 500? How am I doing? That sort of thing. Women are thinking, do I have enough money for retirement? Do we
right.
have enough money to...
Women are marathoners. Men are more likely to be sprinters, aren't they?
That is very true. And in fact, we use another analogy, a baseball analogy, in the article.
Good for
men
you.
Men are also likely to be kind of the home run slugger, where
mm-hmm.
they swing
for the
fences.
Go for the fence, yeah.
Yeah, and they can get some great... They can hit some grand slams, but they can also get a lot of strikeouts.
Babe Ruth yes. held another record besides the home run record. He held the strikeout record.
Which was
record.
The strikeout record, exactly. And women are more like the leadoff batter, you know, the very consistent, steady Eddie, you
right.
know, they're going to get on base, right? And so it's a difference of, you know, they both have their value on a baseball team. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, they both have their value.
Back to
investing.
What you said a minute ago about women doing more research.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that... that I'd like to point out that I've talked with other women about, other women business experts like yourself about, is that doing more research is really smart
mm-hmm.
until it gets so bad that you can't pull the trigger.
Exactly.
That's the thing that I think holds some women
yes.
back. Is they hide behind the research almost. It's like as long as I'm doing research. I've got without saying it, it's subliminal. As
right.
long as I'm doing research, I've got an excuse for not pulling the trigger.
That's exactly right. And in fact,
whereas men will do less research and will pull the trigger too soon.
Exactly. It's perfect. Did you write this story for us in April issue? Did you write our April cover story?
Not my first goat roping, Janet.
No, quite seriously, in our April cover story where we're talking about the secrets of, quote, the secrets of women investors, we interviewed
mm-hmm.
several women who are successful Wall Street women. One's the head of trading for TD Ameritrade, a couple of mutual fund managers, and they all made that point that women can over-research. That's a problem. And one of the quotes is, there's always a desire to know more. This was Sally Krawcheck, formerly of Citicorp. She says, there's always a desire to know more, but if you wait, it just gets harder. And that's what happened. Women are slower to pull the trigger. And that's, again, men can get them to finally, you know, get off the dime and do something. They can, they're better at getting men to sort of think about what they want to do.
Right.
And then, you know, men are better at getting them to say, okay, let's do it, which mm-hmm. is a great partnership.
Well, and this, but this is not, this extends all the way across the marketplace. I mean, women entrepreneurs and men entrepreneurs have the same problems.
Really? Now,
oh, yeah.
See, that's interesting.
No, it's absolutely, it is absolutely no different as an entrepreneur. A woman or a man entrepreneur will react exactly the same way as you're finding out about their investing.
Wow. And, you know, funny you should say that, because yesterday I was doing an interview with a radio station up in New England, and it was a woman who was doing the interview, and she manages money. She's a money manager.
Uh-huh.
And she said that she told me that when she goes out to raise money for a particular, you know, investment, or whatever she's looking to raise money for, the questions that men ask are different from the questions that women ask. And the women will ask questions like, well, where's this money going to go? What are you going to invest in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they ask a lot of questions. And the men say
values based in type of questions.
Exactly. Values-based questions as far as where the money's going to go,
mm-hmm.
but also just what the heck are you going to do with this money?
Mm-hmm.
Like a business plan, you know,
mm-hmm.
like doing a business plan. Whereas the men will say, how much do you need and what's the return?
Right.
I mean, that's
when will I get it?
And when will I get it? Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a very, it's interesting. So you've noticed the same thing in your small business coverage.
It's exactly the same way. No, it clearly is. You see it in the businesses that women start.
Mm-hmm.
And how they started, and it's like I said, and of course, folks, with the exception of women taking too long to pull the trigger and men pulling the trigger too soon, vive la différence.
Right, exactly.
Right?
No, it's true. That's what, again, working together, they can, you know, overcome each other's shortcomings, you know, and play to each other's strengths. And I don't, sometimes they don't even realize, I think one problem is that they don't realize that they each have strengths and shortcomings.
Well,
and
that's because the way we look at each other, right? You know, it's like men would look at a woman and say, you don't have anything to offer. And a man, woman would look at a man and say, you don't respect me.
Exactly.
And so and they're the twain shall meet, right?
That's exactly right. And
so drop the shields, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, drop the shields. Right?
Exactly. Man, you should have written this story.
Lower your shields. No, as I tell my audience, my gray hair isn't premature. I've been around a long time. Most of these things I'm telling you, I learned from making all the mistakes. Janet, I need a website, please, quickly.
It's www.kiplinger.com, and you'll find all this good information.
I love telling you about Kiplinger again, ladies and gentlemen. I've missed Kiplinger. Quick break. Janet's going to stay with us one more segment. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.